الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, it is narrated that there was a man in Bani Israel who committed sins and disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal for 200 years. When he died, the people of Bani Israel took him and threw him onto a rubbish heap. They did not give him the honor of being buried, and Allah Azza wa Jal sent a message to his messenger, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and said, "Oh Musa, go and take him, wash his body, give him kafan, read his janaza, and bury him." Hazrat Musa alayhi salam did this and went back to the court of Allah azza wa jalla and said, "Ya Allah, the Bani Israel testify that this man disobeyed you for 200 years of his life, and yet you have given him such honor and such grace. Why?" Allah Azza wa Jal said, "Oh Musa, you are right. He did disobey me, but he had one beautiful habit, as a result of which I have forgiven him. When he used to read the Torah, the Torah, and whenever the name of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was mentioned, he would kiss the name of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send salam upon him. And it's because of this act I have forgiven all his sins." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is a mercy to the world, is an amazing blessing. And you appreciate the blessing more when you know the circumstances it arrived in. If we look at the books of history, the world was in darkness. There was no knowledge. There was no sincerity, no dignity, no pride in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. No systems. There was crime, there was looting, there was murder. No rights for anybody. Women, children, animals, everybody was mistreated. The world was in darkness. Our mothers and sisters had no respect. Slaves were mistreated. During battles, the situation became even more dire. Property was confiscated and looted. And simply put, the world was in a barbaric darkness. It was in this time that Allah Azza wa Jal sent to this world his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed mankind with the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam testified to this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, asked for forgiveness for the sake of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had the privilege of being the father of all human beings, and he had a great affection for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once he praised the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the presence of his son Sayyidina Shish alayhi salam, and advised him to mention the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to his son, "Whenever you make the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, then you should also make the zikr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because I saw his name written on the pillars of the Arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. At the time I was between soul and soil, i.e. I was going to be created. When I was made to visit the skies, I also saw his name written everywhere. Then I was made to stay in paradise, where I also saw the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on every palace of Jannah. I saw the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on every door of Jannah. The trees of Jannah have the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leaves of Jannah have the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on them. My dear Islamic brothers, the angels of Jannah and their eyes have the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on them. The throne of Allah Azza wa Jal has the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on them. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam says, I saw the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam written on the foreheads of the Hurani of Jannah, the maidens of paradise. I saw the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the leaves of the Tawbah tree, the Sidratul Muntaha tree, and the other trees of paradise. And between the eyes of the angels, I saw the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, O my son, I advise you to mention him and remember him in abundance. Indeed, the angels also continue to mention him at all times. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, how privileged are we that the Father of creation is advising his own son that remember the name of this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have the privilege of being the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, what is the status of this amazing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is singing his praises? What is the status of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Hazrat Ibrahim, the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, says he builds the Kaaba and then prays in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and while he's standing on a special stone, he says, can make this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from my progeny, from my children, and the stone that he stands on takes the prints of his feet. Can you imagine the status of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That all the Anbiya gave the glad tidings of his arrival. Can you imagine that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, for whom Allah Azza wa Jalla changed the system of creation, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was given the power to bring the dead back to life. He was given the power to create creatures and blow into them. By the izn of Allah Azza wa Jal, they came to life. He had many powers, but yet Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is giving us the glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the status of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such an amazing ocean that nobody can do justice to this topic. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran that we have raised for you your fame. So there's nothing that anybody can do that can describe the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know of historical figures who have some qualities which make them stand out. We all know that some people have been remembered over time because of one or perhaps two or perhaps three qualities that can be summed up in a matter of minutes. But when it comes to the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama-i-kiram, the scholars of deen, have been writing for 1400 years and haven't even begun to do any justice to this topic, because the topic and the discussion is the amazing status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is beyond comprehension. If every person from the day the world was created till the day of Qiyamah came together, if all the jinns came together and they all sat down in one place and they tried to do justice to the topic of the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would fail miserably and their entire work would be a drop in the ocean. This is the amazing status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the status of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name of who appears all over Jannah? Can you imagine the status of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who everybody has been giving glad tidings of. Can you imagine the status of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who, when he's born, a light shines from his mother and lights up the palaces of Syria? Can you imagine the status of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he graces this world, the flames of kufar, of kufr, that have been burning for centuries and being kept alight, are distinguished? And can you imagine the status of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who kept jinn, that jinns came running to them and told them that something amazing happened in this night? Can you imagine the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Quran describes them as nur, and is here to remove the darkness of the world? Can you imagine the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who the Quran praises, who Allah Azza wa Jal praises in ayat after ayat of the Quran Kareem? Can you imagine the status of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every moment of the day, his beloved name is mentioned all over the world? Can you imagine every time there is azan and the name of Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned, the name of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also mentioned? Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know of different time zones. We know that it's 1 o'clock here, it's 2 o'clock in the next time zone, it's 3 o'clock. The time for salah is constantly happening all over the world. So the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is constantly being recited all over the world. And then we have the status of this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, when it comes to the Jummah khutbah is incomplete without his blessed name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the Eid khutbah is incomplete without his blessed name sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to nikah, his blessed name is what gives everything its beauty. When it comes to every namaz in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, your prostration, your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, when you sit in at-tahiyyat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, we send salutations upon this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, can you imagine the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is an ocean and we have only touched the shore of it, and we cannot see where this goes, and it is an endless ocean. All we can do is enjoy the amazing views of Gumbad-e-Khazra Sharif and imagine what the status of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. In the words of Jibreel Amin, he says, I have traveled the east, I have traveled the west, but when I saw your beautiful face, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I had to concede, ke tu cheeze digri, you are something amazing. And that is just a glimpse of this amazing status of this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, inshallah azza wa jal, over the next 12 days, we are going to try and look at different aspects of the amazing life of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The one thing that we need to appreciate is that without Islam, we are nothing. Without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are nothing. Your life should evolve around the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your life is devoid of aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ishq muhabbat, his love, then you feel an emptiness. Today, a lot of people ask, why do we feel this emptiness? It is because we are distancing ourselves from Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, some of you might say, how is that? How am I distancing myself from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Dear Islami, the time to ask is this. What are we doing with our lives? If you are missing your namaz, your salah, you are distancing yourself from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in namaz lies the coolness of my eyes. Now you tell me, what type of devotee is he who his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he claims to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows your deeds and they're presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he knows that. And he knows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes happy when you read namaz and becomes upset when you miss namaz. And then you claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you miss your namaz. the two don't sit together. Real love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that all our five daily prayers are protected. Real love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we learn the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't try and copy the society we live in. We don't try and copy the culture we live in. We don't try and copy our mates and our friends and the latest fashion of our time. No, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we copy the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We adopt the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We adopt the ways of the Quran. My dear Islamic brothers, today, simply proclaiming that we love Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our tongues, when our actions don't speak that, was not the way of the Sahaba ikram. Their knowledge was such that everything they learnt, they acted upon. They were the amazing companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, unfortunately, we live in an era where we try to gain knowledge, but very few of us act upon it. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this is where the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami comes in. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, through the blessings of the Quran and Sunnah, Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatum al-Aliyah has put us again in touch with the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Thursday, there is a beautiful Sunnah-inspired Ijtima in most localities across the world. In that, there is Talawat-e-Quran-e-Pak, there is a Nat-e-Pak, and then a bihan, which puts you back in touch with Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes you think. And then there is zikr, and then a heart trembling dua, and salatu salam. And then the brothers say that the entire difficulties of the week, jitni bhi parishaniyan hoti hain, all the tensions of the week, just because of that one mahfil disappear. And we get the enthusiasm, the jazba, the determination and the commitment to make sure that we protect our salah for the coming week. We gain the determination to read the Quran for the coming week. We gain the jazba and the enthusiasm to act and behave in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and only for next week to then recharge the batteries again. And then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in our homes, we are now blessed with the amazing Madni channel. What an opportunity to learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat in the comfort of your home. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Dawat-e-Islami has been propagating and doing the work of deen for a long time, and now to make it easier for you has brought the deen to your home and brought the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to your home. If you make sure that you stick to Sky 828, that will ensure that you and your children are learning the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gaining the blessings of this. And then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the Madni kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, they bring you back in touch with Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lot of us have forgotten what we learnt as children. We are very shy, we're very embarrassed because we don't know. In the Madni kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami, there is no patronizing. Nobody says, oh, you don't even know that. No, they teach you everything. In one Madni kafila, all the basics you will learn again. And it will give you a new leaf of life, a new lease of life to you. You will learn so much that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, you will be confident in your salah. You will improve your namaz. You will improve everything. And then just half an hour after Isha Namaz, Isha Salah, there is Madrasatul Madinah Balighan, where alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, you will learn the Quran and you will learn Farzalun. These are important things that you need to know. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, they put you closer in touch with Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, this Milad-e-Pak, we need to make the firm intention that as well as celebrating the beautiful Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as decorating our homes, putting our flags outside, putting the lights on the windows, doing all the things that we want to make our house look beautiful in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as decorating our houses, we also decorate our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way to achieve that is to enter into the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, and it will change your life. It will change your household. Your children won't now be walking about singing songs, but they will be singing the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the houses that Madni Channel is constantly on, you have little children saying, Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very unique opportunity to renew your oath of allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all make mistakes. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, change your life. Get into the spirit of Milad-e-Pak. Make sure that every moment of this blessed month is spent reciting Durood-e-Pak from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I started off with the narration in relation to the man from Bani Israel. He spent 200 years of his life disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. But he gained reward from the fact that he loved the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, if we could spend our life reciting Durood-e-Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all our problems would disappear. Can you imagine the barakats, the amazing blessings you would gain in your life, in every affair of your life, at the time of death, when you get to your grave, and on the day of judgment, if just you made a habit that every day you spent 10 minutes, 12 minutes, reciting Durood-e-Pak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even if you've not got 12 minutes, let's imagine you haven't, just 313 times Durood-e-Pak. And short Durood-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad. 70 doors of mercy are open for that person. And you can recite this Durood-e-Pak 313 times within 5 minutes. But those 5 minutes become the most important 5 minutes of your day. Do that yourselves. Train your children to do exactly the same thing. Because reciting Durood-e-Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets you amazing blessings. And my dear Islamic brothers, in relation to celebrating this amazing month of Milad-e-Pak, I leave you with this narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Abu Lahab, who was a kafir of Mecca, when he died, he was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He died. And Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala saw him in a dream. And he asked, how are you being treated in your grave? And Abu Lahab said that I had no respite since separating from you, except that my punishment is reduced each Monday at a specific time. And on that day, a beautiful substance emanates from my finger, and I take that and it gives me ease. And that was because on that day, my slave girl, Thuwaiba, came running to me and gave me the glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as an uncle, I celebrated the Milad of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of that celebration, even though all through my life I opposed and died on the wrong path, because of that celebration of the birth of my nephew, Allah Azza wa Jal gives me respite in my grave. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, somebody who opposed the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and died a kafir is being given benefit in his grave because of the celebration of the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine the blessings that would descend upon the house of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who through love and devotion celebrates the milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who encourages his children to celebrate the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who describes to his children how they should love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who talks to his children about the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who talks to his children about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who talks to his family about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who talks to his family about the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who talks to his children about the great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amazing manners of Akka sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine the descendings that bless on that, that descend on that home, subhanallah, we should spend every moment of this blessed month reciting through the Paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening to Naat-e Paak, and listening to beautiful bayans in the honor and shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should try and attend as many Madani gatherings as we can, and especially every single Thursday night ijtima, we should make the intention to travel on the Madani kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami during this blessed month of Milad-e-Paak in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the blessings of this amazing month. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have been blessed with an amazing mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if it wasn't for the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Azza wa Jal would not have created anything else. Zameen o zama, tumhare liye, makin o maka, tumhare liye, chunin o chuna, tumhare liye, bane do jahan, tumhare liye, dahan mein zubaan, tumhare liye, badan mein haja, tumhare liye, hum aaye yahan tumhare liye, uthe bhi wahan tumhare liye. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Milad with love, milad with love, milad of the prophet with love, milad.